Roger, the fire them story, you see. It is said that there was once a saint, you see, who was of the sixth plane. Saint, as Baba told us, is of the sixth plane, you see, who sees God face to face, continuously. So there was one who was considered to be a very ugly personality, you see. His personality was very ugly, in the sense that people, children, young, old, they all used to, poke fun at his ugliness. He was so ugly that his ugliness became conspicuous, so to say, in a crowd of millions of people, you may call it. So one day, he didn't care for all that. One day he was in a boat going from one station to another place. So while he was as one of the passengers in a boat, some youngsters there, you see, started playing practical jokes with him. Not only through teasing him through words, but they started being practical. You see, they pulled his toe while he was lying down, and somebody tried to pull his hair or turban out of him, and so forth. Practical jokes. Watching the fun, you see, the mothers started giggling, you see, and joining them were the fathers of the children, and then the brothers, and the older ones, and so forth. So the whole lot of the passengers there, and sometimes even the crew there, you see, were enjoying the game at the cost of this old man, you see, the saint. So it is said that God asked the saint, begged of the saint, God the Beloved begs of his lover, says, do something to these people, you see, otherwise I will turn the whole boat topsy-turvy and drown the whole lot, you see. I can't tolerate my child being fooled like this. So the saint replies, Beloved, if you have that love for me, what will happen if you were to drown the children, drown your own children, you see, like that? If you have that love for me, for your beloved child, as you call me, can you not do one thing that I would ask you to do? He says, ask what you want. He says, instead of drowning them in the sea, drown their folly, drown their ignorance, so that they become aware of truth, of reality, you see, to the degree that you would wish them to know. In an instant the miracle was worked, you see, and people, instead of being a sort of a nullity over there, they would have been drowned and there wouldn't be any people there. All of them, to some degree, in varying degrees, so to say, became aware, you see, of the fact, the truth. And all of a sudden they started revering the ugly saint, you see. And they became so wise that their lives were completely changed just because of the twist that the saint gave, you see. That's why such people are called saints, you see. When they see God face to face, they have the right values. Had I been in the place of the saint, I would have told God, not only drown them, but drown their seven generations, you see. But the love of the saint, or the heart of the saint, is quite different, you see, from average human hearts. And what he pleaded to God was to just drown their ignorance, rather than drown their bodies. And that worked the miracle, you see.
That's Gangi Maharaj.
Yeah.
Knew Baba that way,
yeah.
The same way that that saint.
Yeah, yeah. Gadge Maharaj, yes. He was a real saint, you see. He used to see Baba face to face, you see, as he really is. He used to say that compared to Baba, you see, I am not even the lamp. You know, here in India we burn lamps with wicks, with the help of wicks. That little lamp, the little light that the little lamp gives, you see. It's like my being that little lamp, placed in comparison with the whole sun, you see. I am that, you'd say. I am the little lamp, and Baba is the sun that gives light to the whole universe. So that's what Gargi Maharaj used to say about Baba. So that's the story about the ugly saint, you see. It all started with this, that you had to wait for 2 hours at the police station, you see, to get the visa. And, well, you must have got fed up, you see. One feels so tired and frustrated, you know. One feels, sometimes one would want that the people, you see, should get some sense, otherwise they should be just out of their offices.